one of the great paradoxes that most folks don't quite get is that the largest part of the productive forest land in the United States is owned by families and individuals. Some 5 million folks who own more than 10 acres of land, some of them for as long as 300-400 years. Land has been in their family since before the United States was actually created.
There's a lot of concern these days because as the demand for things like newsprint, the demand for lumber is down because of the economy, there's some concern that some pretty large tracts of land might be sold for development just simply because they're not making as much money off of this land. Is there a real risk of that?
Absolutely. The risk of conversion of forest land to development has accelerated over the past decade to the point where we're losing a little bit over 1 million acres a year. And to put that into perspective, that's about the size of the Everglades National Park every year. And one of the primary pressures on forest owners, whether they own 1,000 acres or 100 acres, is that they can't do the kind of conservation work they want to do unless they have some cash. You know, cash is really the cornerstone of conservation when you're talking about private property. People have to pay taxes, people have to buy liability insurance, people have to invest in the future of their forests. And if there's no cash flow at the end, then it becomes very hard for them to say no when a developer comes calling. This isn't to say that all of these 4 or 5 million folks are growing timber for profit. Very few of them actually do. But by the same token, they still have to develop some cash flow, or over time, it becomes very hard for them to keep their land as forests.
There has been suggestion that carbon offsets by planting more forest land, or that forest land owners should get some kind of compensation for the service that a forest would do. But there's a lot of debate about the net gain of a forest in sequestering carbon dioxide. I wonder what your members feel about that issue.
There's no doubt that on a net-net basis, the forests in the United States currently absorb about 10% of the carbon dioxide upload as a nation.
Should your members be compensated for that?
Well, let me get to that in a minute. I believe they should be compensated, but our organization takes the position that healthy, growing forests that are being managed for a suite of values, including carbon sequestration, water quality, wildlife habitat, provide a wide range of services to the public that the public doesn't understand it's getting. These folks are volunteers. They're providing clean water, cleaner air, wildlife habitat, outdoor recreation, and green space for free. And the great paradox is that the public doesn't understand that they have a stake in the future of these forests, just as the owners do. Accordingly, that's why our organization has long stressed the need to create streams of income that reward people for the stewardship investments they make that benefit the public as a whole.